I.B. Hurton phone conference line.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you. Even going to get better.
Awesome. Wow, I have so much fun looking for things about health. So much to learn.
I know.
I feel like you could have your, we could have our own classes here. There's so much to learn on the internet. Why would we want to go pay to go to college? Because we've got to get the degree.
Yeah, but the whole thing the degree does, though, is just to get you ready for a job so that you can apply. Here we can get stuff we can throw into effect right away and ow.
Ow. Oh, pow. You said pow, not ow. Yeah, that's true. But did you ever notice how much more people will listen to somebody with a medical degree than they do with somebody without one?
Oh, yeah. Yep, but I find, too, sometimes those medical, particularly when I go to the doctor, I sometimes think I know more than he does about certain things.
Well, yeah, and then I wouldn't go route at all. I would rather go to naturopath type.
Yep.
Certainly wouldn't want to be learning about drugs. What a waste of time.
Got that right.
So, I haven't heard on here yet.
Good morning.
Good morning, Doug.
Morning, Doug.
I agree with you about the naturopathic doctor. I mean, I have a lot of experience, but what I have had certainly has led me in the direction of going a more natural approach.
All right. We're going to have quite a few slides today.
Well, good.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Who was that?
Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
How are you, Ruth? We're so
fine.
I've been missing, so welcome back.
Well, thank you. I missed all you guys. I just said that we're going to have several slides here today. It will be very helpful for everybody. I said, wait a minute, to be on the online. Okay. You know, it's after 7, and so I'm going to go ahead and mute our chimes. Steve doesn't like the chimes in the middle of a call. I don't blame him. I wouldn't either in trying to listen to him. Any of you are over, doing the call and hosting it without us on, that's a *8. And you usually always have to do it twice. At first it tells me that they are on, and then the next time I do it, it turns them off. So, for the chimes, *8.
Okay.
I've always meant to send you a list and everything, but I haven't got that done. Sorry, Monty.
Okay.
Good morning, everyone. Whoops, I'm not supposed to be showing you this slide yet. now you know what we're going to talk about. Welcome to our Health Style Call. Our Health Style Mastermind team has a mission to teach and support the practice of habitual health style choices so that we can become more mind and body fit. And we have been enjoying over this past year learning a lot of things. Some of our researchers on here and the things that we can learn, we feel do help us to know how to become more mind and body fit. We do have a 10-point chart that's on the screen now for our water, our sleep, our exercise, our nutritional, remembering to journal, 3 meals, 2 snacks, and that would be up to you. And those are discussed in depth on Monday a little bit more. And so we want to bring our people on Monday particularly so that they can listen to those, and of course they can hear them on allswell.org, allswell.org. Thanks to Steve Crowfoot, who records our calls so that people who cannot be on at 7 a.m. Pacific can listen to the calls. Today we are going to have quite a few slides, and so if you would like to get on, I think you'll understand what I'm talking about. I am of strong belief that a picture is worth a thousand words, and so we're going to, of course, be talking about our health today. And we have a lot of different areas that affect our health, as you can see on this slide that you have seen before. Our sleep, our stress, our diet, our exercise all lead to all of these other, all these other things actually lead into how strong we are in our health. And we have the fruits and the vegetables over here on the diet, and I have a lot of things. We have the insomnia and undersleep and a comfy mattress. I wonder where we could get a comfy mattress. Not just comfy, that's what you get everywhere else. Invigorating mattress, a restoration mattress. I think we could talk to Nikan about that. And then the things that you can do about stress and helping to our body to handle it. And we have relaxation methods and the supplements and nutritional foods that we can eat. Now, I notice all over here there's a whole lot of glasses of water everywhere because I can't do much without a good source of Pymag water. We also have some scriptures and pay meditation or that type of thing, but can really help us if we know kind of about some of those things and we know where we can turn to. Well, that can help us to release and not have so much stress. Exercising, that's one of the best things to stay healthy. And all of that help us into having better health. And today, this is not a very good slide with his heart. And a cardiovascular disease. I was talking to a friend of mine lately, and he was telling me that there are two amino acids that they are finding is responsible for heart disease. And actually, I don't know which ones they are, so I guess we better get them all. There are some of the amino acids, and that's what we're going to talk about primarily today, is amino acids. And so here we have a picture of an egg in a frying pan. And, of course, we're only frying anything with coconut oil. And that's all, because if you use other oils, they will change their structure if you have too much heat, whereas coconut oil is very doesn't change as fast as all of the others. I'm not sure. Somebody else will have a call a different day that tells you when that, what that point is, or maybe Monty can just tell us. Do you know at what point, Monty, that the coconut oil will change its form?
I believe it's 465 degrees.
Wow. What temperature does it become ignited? That sounds awfully hot.
I don't know.
It would be really smoking if it was 465 degrees.
I'll double check that figure too, but I know it was high.
Okay. So that's why we use the coconut oil, because you don't want to have hydrogenated oil. Okay, and so today we're talking about amino acids, as I said, and I thought this one is interesting just because it has, let me get my little dot here, it has garlic. You know, I wasn't really looking for a certain food, but I was trying to find out which ones related to heart disease, which I did not find out which ones, but I don't think that's something that all of these people that are on this site know what that about that at this point. So raw garlic, black garlic here, I'm not sure I know too much about different kinds of garlic, but I thought it was interesting that they were showing garlic in relation to the different numbers of amino acids that make up your protein. And I think it, if we're going to understand about how our body works, One of the things that I taught long ago was sort of a little bit more about amino acids. And not that I know a whole lot about them, but I know enough of, you know, knowing just some of the terms and we learn them gradually, I feel like helps us to understand when somebody else is telling us something. Just the basic, kind of the basic things about the amino acids. Now, you guys can ask me questions as we're going along here, but I don't guarantee that I will know the answers. So, what does the amino acid have to do with our body and with heart disease? How does it kind of work? Well, the amino acids are the building blocks of our proteins and of our DNA. And then there's the DNA, and I think Mary Lou and I were working with this some time ago. A DNA has to be turned to the RNA for it to make the proteins in our bodies. And so this is just a little diagram here of that happening. And then that makes into chains of amino acids. And I think I have a little bit better explanation on a different slide, a visual for that on a different slide. But basically the fact is that our DNA, our body changes our DNA into RNA to work with it and to utilize it, to work with the body. Some of the foods, you guys already know all these, that are really high in protein, and then complete proteins, the more complete proteins. And so that we, on this picture, we have a salmon, or else a trout. Looks like a rainbow trout, but I don't know that I can tell if you have a small trout or a big trout, or if it's a salmon. Maybe somebody else knows that. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I think they give you a similar benefit. Kidney beans, peanuts, looks like lentils, two colors. Probably some beef, some soybeans, I guess, some eggs. And probably some chicken fillets are high in protein. And here's one I thought was very interesting. I was looking for, what I was looking for in this search was the amino acids and what part of the body they affected and what would happen to our body if we didn't have that particular amino acid, as about 20 amino acids, I think we only produce in our body about 8 of them. So this is a pea protein content of amino acids. And so if you have the peas, then what? That's interesting to us, of course, because our smoothie, our protein powder that we have of Neekans is a pea protein based. And this is a really important factor, and that is that it is the most digestible, most absorbable protein. Very, very critical factor in, because if you are missing certain amino acids, of course, then you can't make a complete protein in your body. And if that is resulting in disease, which is what my friend told me it happens, then of course, we have to know how we're going to be able to do a better job of digesting that or compensate for it in some way. And so here are, I think I have a better list of the different amino acids, but there's a short list here. And let's just say on the phone, since yes, some people are not on and watching here, is lysine is good for human growth and bone health. So you have to be sure that you're absorbing your lysine. Sometimes we take extra lysine. If you are having cold sores or canker sores, you're probably having a problem with not having enough lysine. If you take lysine, zinc, and B complex, that will usually help you. Good grief! Help you in being able to absorb all the amino acids. Branched-chain amino acids, I'm not sure I know too much about those. They have an abbreviation for them, BCAA, which is an abbreviation for these words here, is for the maintenance of muscle protein. And arginine, I haven't had a list of these before, is physical effort, immune system, efficiency. So you've got to have your arginine. I'm pretty sure you can buy any of these amino acids for supplements, but the better yet to get them from your food. You never know exactly what you're getting when you buy some of these things unless you have a trusted company. Glutamine or glutamine and I'm not sure about that pronunciation, acid, glutamic acid, source of energy for muscles during stress, and so it tells how much percentage that pea protein has. And okay, so here's a bigger list of all the amino acids, most of the amino acids, probably 20 of them here, A to B, and kind of some what you would find on a chart. And I saw a lot of charts, and I didn't know what all these numbers were, but those would be good to know how to read and know where that you have a chart so you can figure out what they're talking about in some of the charts when you're asking about, okay, so if you're feeling such and such or you're having a problem with your liver or something, you know, what does the liver need, and gives you all these symbols, well, then you can look and say, oh, okay, well, that was for leucine or lysine or proline, some of these that are on here. And listen to the end of these, and a lot of them are I-N-E. And so then you'd know those are probably proteins when you're reading about them. It's just if we have some of that vocabulary, then we'll be able to understand some of the things we're reading. Here are here's a picture that shows how the protein is kind of developed in your body from the amino acids, and how it makes the chains. And here's a little different shapes representing the different amino acids, and how they come in to the bloodstream and then into the capillaries, and well, that is the bloodstream, into getting them put together, and then into the capillaries and into the cells to be utilized. And so now this is an interesting picture. Okay, so here is what you need for your hair, nails, or hooves, I guess. feathers, claws, horns, hooves, and there's a picture of this lady, and that's that. Well, what about the blood? The hemoglobin globin protein carries oxygen in your blood to every part of our body. Well, we probably didn't know that. And so these are you have to have the... all the amino acids make all these things happen. Brain and nerves, the ion channel proteins control the brain signaling by allowing small molecules in and out of nerve cells. Takes all these amino acids to be able to do this. And also takes enzymes, as we would be related to the absorption of all these things that you have to have protein for your muscles, for your cellular messages, for your antibodies, for your construction workers. They all have to have those amino acids to be able to have this be carried on. And so here is a really good picture that in telling us what part of the body needs what amino acids. And so here is the blood. It has a cysteine, a histidine, tryptophan, and serine, and that is required. My question was, which I didn't find the answer for. This is more of a teaser for what we might be able to learn in the next year. I was looking for cardiovascular and which proteins were related, and then to know which foods have those, and then to know which enzymes we might be missing that we're not having to, and what situation we can have so we have better absorption. The problem is in getting all these different proteins, amino acids, into our body where it can then, of course, put them together into the DNA proteins that we need for our system. So that we won't have disease, because as we get older, particularly, or we're under stress, our absorption goes down the drain, and we don't absorb the foods that are needed by our body. Have any of you studied any of this, or do you know already which amino acids might be missing for what disease? Anybody have any information about that? So I don't hear anybody speaking up. It's not. I don't think that's something that very many people know. Even the doc.
Ruth?
Yes, Nancy?
I do know that L-proline and L-lysine are supposed to help keep our arteries clear for the heart.
Okay, so lysine, I'm very familiar with that one. That's the only one I'm very familiar with. And what was the other one, Nancy?
And it's already listed there for the heart, but I don't see proline listed for the heart. But my doctor has a formula that where it has, I don't know if it's got quite 6,000, but that's what he takes. And I do think this product does have probably around 6,000 milligrams of L-proline and L-lysine and something else in it. But that's all to keep our arteries clean.
I'll bet that's them. That's why I have a bottle here in my hand that Dennis asked me to order some more of. And guess what it has in it, Nancy? I should have thought of that. L-proline and L-lysine, 500 milligrams each.
Okay. The other one is vitamin C. And I can go get the container and figure out what. There are four of them, I think. Maybe they're just three. But with taking that, he said that will keep that from building up and the plaque from building up in the arteries. And we've heard some testimonies of people who already had a lot of plaque buildup, and it actually dissolved or broke it up and dissolved it. So,
really?
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, if that's the two, I don't know if there are another two. I'm going to have to find out what those other two are. I mean, if that's the two. Or if there's something else, then that is a big cause of heart disease, and those would be ones that are not absorbed. And you know, when do people get the most? And I mentioned that people get canker sores, and if they take lysine, then that would be something that would make them not have that make them canker sores go away. And when do people get these canker sores and sores on their lips? The most is when they're under stress. So that is very interesting. If something like that could make such a difference, and all these things we mentioned yesterday. Where did we get that information? I think I got that information from the same person that, 20, 30 years ago, all the medical society got all excited about cardiovascular disease and started giving everybody all the statins. Or was that McCullough that gave us this? These statins to clear out our blood vessels. I shouldn't say I never took any, but us as a nation, and in 30, 40 years of taking them, heart disease went from the number two killer to the number one killer.
Roger Drummer.
That was Roger. Okay, thanks, Mary Lou. Yeah, that's right. It was Roger the other night, and. And so there's got to be a problem there. So now, what else was it he said about that, Mary Lou? I was driving.
Well, he said 20 years, it was 20 years, $20 billion a year. Here we've spent, what do you say, $400 billion or something. And that was the main thing. And I posted that on Facebook a couple of weeks ago because he said that also at our convention. And that's very powerful. We've gone from heart disease from number two to now number one. So the statins are not the answer, that's for sure.
cholesterol. They decided cholesterol wasn't even really the real answer.
No, cholesterol is, we need it for our brain. Look what's happened to everybody.
Right. Mary Lou, tell about your mom again. I mean, this is on to Alzheimer's, but we're all connected. I mean, if you don't have what you need in your body, it's going to affect one part of your body or the other, depending on sometimes your DNA or whatever, your genetics. But tell about your mom again.
I think
there are more people, and that is just the most exciting news.
Well, you know, we got that, found that video last, I guess it was June, right before I went up to Seattle, and, where Mary Newport, whose husband had severe Alzheimer's, she's got him on the coconut oil. Well, Kathleen Miller had me already intrigued about coconut oil, so I was doing my research, and I saw that video, and I put it on my cell phone, and I took it, and I gave it to made my dad watch it. Well, he ended up watching it, and he bought one pint of coconut oil, and at the same time, doctor had changed my mom's prescription. And so anyway, we were talking one day, and he's still giving her the prescription, but he's not noticing anything. But, you know, the second month, he had noticed it, and no change in the third month, fourth month. Well, I got him to realize that the one month that he did notice a difference was the month that he had my mom on coconut oil. So anyway, he finally bought another, he went to Costco and got the seven, he's the one that even told me about it being a Costco, but he never bought it until a couple weeks ago. So he's 90 years old and we've had many conversations. So anyway, I call up the other night and my mother had, for months when I call, you know, she very rarely gets on. If she does, she doesn't say anything. And, I know when I was there in June, my dad said 10 minutes after I left, she forgot I was even there. And so anyway, I call up the other night and he says, Dolores, get on the other line. That's my mom's name. So she gets on the phone. She says, hi, Mary Lou. I mean, I fell off my chair. I said, hi, Mom. How are you doing? She said, oh, I'm doing fine. Doesn't take much, you know, when you just lay around. And, my dad said, tell her what we were doing earlier today, and she said, oh, you tell her. And then my dad said, no, you tell her. She says, well, Jim and Debbie came to see us. And I said, really? And I said, what time did they leave, Dad? And he said, well, they left about 3. So this is 5 hours later, and she remembers they were there. Anyway, it was incredible. I had wonderful conversation with her, better than I've had in years. And, in fact, my dad ended up hanging up my mom, and I stayed not on the phone. So, you know, I could tell my dad's hopeful. My mom is feeling better, and it's the coconut oil. It's a miracle.
Woo-hoo.
But my mom has been on high blood pressure medicine. My mom has been on cholesterol medicine for as long as I can remember, and low-fat, no-fat diet. But is it any wonder we've got dementia and Alzheimer's just going crazy? And my mom did have open heart surgery, so all of her cholesterol medicines and all that stuff really didn't prevent that from happening.
Oh, and she got helped with her diet at the hospital, didn't she?
Oh, yeah. I was in there one day, and she had a really bad blood sugar thing, and they came in, checked her blood sugar, and said, oh, my gosh, it was 300 and something. And my mother looked at him and said, my blood sugar's never been that high. Next thing I know, the nurse is back in. She's trying to give her a shot. I said, what was that? She said, insulin. My mother has never been able to be off of insulin since that day. And I asked the nurse right then, what did my mother have to eat this morning? And it was nothing but high carbs. She said it is our heart healthy diet. And she said, and it's the same thing we use for diabetics. And I said, well, my mother should never have had all those carbs. Anyway, don't get me there, going there.
I have a friend that jerked her dad out of the hospital in, on the Seattle side, because she looked at his diet and she couldn't believe what they were doing with him. That she's, you're killing him. And she bought a different house and moved him home with her and her husband.
Well, you know, I'm the oldest of seven kids, and I have a lot of medical doctors and nurses, my dad's grandkids, doctors, nurses, and so forth. So I really have a battle. And they constantly are saying, well, when did Mary Lou get out of medical school? When did Mary Lou go to medical school? And my dad laughed about it the other day, brought it up again, and I said, you know what? I've had a lot more nutrition than any one of those doctors and nurses that's in your family. I've had 20 years of studying nutrition. They've maybe had 2 days. So that's pretty much about the coconut oil.
Good for you, Mary Lou.
Easier to do it long distance, I guess.
I remember when you presented at NECN once and you said, I never thought I could do that, but they thought I could. So you stood up and said something in Yakima, and now look at you.
Oh. Right.
Oh, not the doctors.
Yes.
Kathleen.
Yes.
What did you tell about your daughter's friend who took her baby to the doctor? What happened there?
Last Friday, she took her four-month-old baby in for, is it an ADPT? It's four things for an immunization. And she said later she particularly wanted him to have the pertussis thing because she knew babies could die from pertussis. She's a very bright lady. She took him in, and that afternoon, by 5 o'clock, he had a seizure.
Oh, no.
And she called, and then she took him in, called 911, took him in. He had another seizure. And then they came to my daughter's house Saturday, and we all looked at him, and, you know, we were just there, had some dinner together, and she's pretty upset about that. And I gave them my information to contact me, and then I said, there's a Healthy Child, Healthy World we're connected to. You could call. They're studying a lot of things like this. You could get some more information. And I haven't heard from them, but
Is the baby okay now?
He seems to be.
She should put some magnets by his head, Kathleen, because people who have seizures, that seems to stop the seizures.
Yes.
Grammar here. Anyway, then I would certainly put some magnets by my baby's head and get him on a baby pad.
Well, don't forget about the light, the flickering light cause seizures too.
Thank you, Mary.
I would love to do that.
I would like to ask Whitney to tell, if you would, Whitney, what happened when you took baby Elena to the doctor a couple of weeks ago, almost a month ago maybe. Are you able to speak, or is somebody making some noise there? I'm not hearing you.
I'm fine. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. So, would you like to tell what happened when you went to the doctor with baby Elena?
Okay. I wasn't really quite sure if I wanted to get her the immunity shot, So I wanted to do some more research, but when I went in there, the doctor said that, basically said that if I don't get the shot, I was a bad parent because my baby could die. And he said that he wouldn't want me leave because I was being a bad parent, and maybe I should have really put my foot down more, but I felt like he was attacking me, and I didn't want that because I hear bad results, and I didn't want my baby to I don't want my baby to get a seizure. Or, you know, I even read, like, some of the side effects, and it was like death, and I'm like, whoa. So, yeah. They were basically just telling me I was a bad parent.
Did they? You had told me before that they said that you couldn't take the baby if they didn't give him the shots.
Yeah, no, yeah, they said that they would that I couldn't leave and that they would call CPS.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Oh. They said they would call CPS? You didn't tell me that before. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm
telling you, my baby was going to die if I don't get the shot.
Well,
we're not taking her back for a 4-month appointment.
Yeah, there is I'm going to send you a link to I think it's called a GlaxoSmithKline document, and they're the ones that come out of the vaccines for children, and it's about a leaked confidential document exposures, 36 infant dead after toxic vaccine, and it lists all the vaccine, and I'll send you the link to that, Ruth, and then if you can send it out to the rest of them or however.
Okay.
But it's okay. Quite damning.
There are lists of doctors who do not require, who are really knowledgeable about what these vaccines do when they're given in abundance or too close together. But I'm not sure where we would go to get that list. I just know that there are those. But, of course, if we're in cities where we don't have access to a doctor like that, we're still really kind of stuck. But I'll try to figure out where I've heard that list is.
Wes and Whitney are moving to Bainbridge, and so they're moving very soon, and so she will be able to get acquainted with a different doctor to have in case of emergencies. So she'll be able to tell them that they're moving, so they're going to have a different doctor now.
Too
bad. Okay. Wow. Anybody else have any other experiences? I think experiences are very, very applicable to our information that we study.
This is back on that vitamin C and lysine and choline. This formula, he put this together because of Linus Pauling's foundation.
Oh,
So that's what he's following here. And I see that it's got 2,500 milligrams of lysine, 500 milligrams of proline, and 2,500 milligrams of vitamin C. And 2,500? But you take three, you can either take 1 to 3 scoops. It's a powder, and it makes you feel like you're drinking Tang, the old-fashioned Tang. Vitamin C in it. So it's a tasty little drink, and you just mix
Where can I get that?
I'll send you a link. It's through his vitamin shop. It's called Quali-C. That's the name of the product.
Okay, I appreciate that, Nancy. I'm going to get that for Dad.
Oh, look at this, and I've never noticed. It's manufactured by Douglas Labs, and that's a very good quality line of vitamins and minerals, Douglas Labs. But it was
Ruth, would you send it to me, too, when you get it from Nancy?
Sure, I will. Mm-hmm.
Oh, good, Nancy.
Okay. I better send that. I'll send that, put that together with the one that Monty's sending, and I'll send those to you.
Okay. Also, Ruth, when we're talking about the amino acids, remember that our barley grass has really got a lot. I don't know which amino acids it has, but I just, I pulled up the brochure on it, too, and it said the amino acids, the building blocks of life that promote healthy cell metabolism and circulation.
All right, thank you. Yeah, and a whole lot of enzymes.
Well, yes.
And that's the key factor. So we want to be sure we're eating our barley grass or greenzymes every day.
And there are 8 essential amino acids, and what I understand is the barley grass has all 8 of them.
Of course, there we go.
Wow.
That was the barley green way back when I was on that, but I would assume that the
same.
Okay.
Yeah. Not something they change, because it's not like they're injecting something into you, the barley grass.
That's right.
It's how it is. And very much stronger because of its organic origin. So, wow. Thank you guys for all your participation and your sharing. It makes our lesson each day so much more interesting. And so you guys have a great day, and get yourselves all ready for Christmas, and get yourself ready for the new year, and a really great Nican here. We can hardly wait for Rick to come here on the 5th of January, and Rick and Colleen. And so,
Phoenix, Arizona on February 23rd, if anybody has anybody here.
Awesome.
Yeah, Ruth. Ruth, I have a question about the function at your place with Rick. Are guests allowed?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
As long as they're registered.
And is,
we have got to have a count. They're just not going to public. They probably won't get a chair if they have not registered. They might stand by the wall.
And the $7.50 page for those people.
Yes, that's for the lunch.
Thank you.
Essentially. Okay, everybody. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow with Nancy, right, Nancy?
Yes, and I haven't decided what I'm speaking on.
Okie doke. I'm sure you'll find something good and interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, bye, everybody.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good
great
call.
To learn more about Nican, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.